It's a WIP afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Delegation Day live from Chickies and Pete's in Warrington. Join Eagles fans at the Chickies and Pete's at Terminal E, the Philly airport, before heading to Tampa next Friday for a tailgate at the gate party. It starts at 8 a.m.
Elliot will be there?
Elliot will be at the gate?
I'm sure.
Oh, wow.
We don't know when Elliot's leaving.
No, I got no idea. I assumed he's going to be there. Yeah.
Are you crazy?
Oh, no.
He's usually there.
Oh, no.
What?
Well, the tornado, you're on WIP.
Oh, they're in a dome.
Hey, fella, it's tornado with your game day forecast.
No, the game is in a dome. We don't need a game day for
it. Tornado Shapiro, and how about a little music?
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
And with respect, that's from years in the business, right? Listen, it's New Orleans. And you know what kind of crazy stuff goes on down there? Keys and curses, voodoo dolls, Halloween costumes all year round. Come on, they bury people above ground down there. My cousin was buried standing up.
That doesn't make any sense.
The girls know me down there, too. I tell them, throw me some bees and I'll show you my forecast. Come on.
Oh, God.
Is that what they call it?
Oh, God.
Did I ever tell you about Big Bourbon Betty?
Oh, no.
Weather gal out of KDDDDTV out of Baton Rouge. She got paid in bees. Then she'd flash you a different kind of flash flood warning.
Okay.
Then there's, of course, Lady Lean, the Cajun Queen, WWWOZ885, the funk. Cajun swap stank funk, that is. I'll tell you, Leany brought enough moisture to shut that whole town down.
Okay, all right.
God.
It's not stop. It's not going to rain. It's in the Superdome. We don't need a forecast.
Hey, the roof could fall off.
the roof is not going to fall off. You're not a real weatherman.
It happened in Philadelphia. The Spectrum roof blew off. 1968, I know, because I was there. And I called it. It was a memorable, you can look it up, your dad can tell you about this. It was a memorable night for me. Same night I met a Cub meteorologist from Channel 48, Kaiser Broadcasting System, covered in the ancient wowzers. She brought some gale force of her own that night. Hit me with a warm front.
Can you stop it? There's not going to be rain. The roof's not going to blow off. This is ridiculous.
You have evidence in front of March 1st, 1968. High winds blew the roof off the newly minted Spectrum, America's showplace. It was during the ice capades, and I called it. Me and Marty Morningweg, we both took the wind that day.
All right. But we're going to New Orleans, and it's not here, and the roof's not
going to... We're on to New Orleans again.
What are you doing?
It's my Derek Carr voodoo doll. Come here, you little...
Fine. Give the weather. What's the weather in the Superdome?
Point spread is 3. Chance of precip up to 14 by game time. We're looking at 50-50 shall rain indoors, damn it.
Okay.
50-50 rain indoors?
Again, 50-50.
Yeah, 50-50 rain indoors. I don't think that's accurate. You're a fraud meteorologist.
How dare you question me? You're an amateur. How much evidence do you need? I brought the data. I bring data all day. I've got the most accurate record in history. Look it up. I called the Spectrum roof collapse.
All right, no more. No. No more. No more. Turn them.
Right out of the south.
No. Guy calls it with a game day forecast. They're playing in a dome. And why does every meteorologist he had an affair with bring moisture?
Well,
that's a good thing.
Tornado's way.
Unbelievable. Kevin, West Philly, you're on WIP.
Our kid's present.
Yes.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
What's
up, Kev?
Oh, man. All right. To answer your question, I think that I'm more disappointed in the offense. I thought the offense was going to be a well-oiled machine. But what do I expect with a quarterback like Jalen Hurts? And I know people are going to be mad and y'all going to crucify me because it seems like every quarterback that played in Philadelphia we allowed to talk about them and talk about their mishaps. But when we talk about him, who's the Mr. Holier than thou, everybody want to give me the shaft. The guy, the Jalen Hurts is just, he like a chef that just got a, he can cook a lot of food. He got a cupboard full of seasonings, but all he uses is pepper. He got all this equipment and don't even know how to use them all. I'm sick and tired of Jalen Hurts. I'm sick of the excuses. You know what criminals do when they get locked up and go in front of the judge? They take accountability for it. Then they get probation. They go out and do the same thing again. So I don't care if Jalen Hurts is saying that he's sorry. He's been doing this for how long? When is we going to get it through our heads that the guy's not good enough? And he's not. He's a running back, a glorified running back who could just throw football. I'm not a fan of him, and I swear that having all these weapons this year is gonna fully expose them, and then y'all gonna start seeing what I'm seeing, and people gonna be calling for two gloves to be put in the game. Watch how all these weapons he don't use them, and watch what happens. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. And I got PTSD. I was a big Wentz guy. Look what he did.
Yeah,
he was good. Then he stunk. This is the same thing Jalen Hurts doing. And as far as Howie. With the people that he picked up on, he made a big mistake. This is one of the first times that I can say in a long time I think Howie dropped the ball like a lot this year. So we need Jalen Hurts to get his head out of his ass and lead this offense. We need him to do this. We need it to be done.
I agree.
And it seems like he can't do it. Y'all keep saying every time I listen to one of y'all analysts talking, oh, he can't throw it into the middle of the field. Well, that's terrible.
Well, who said he can't throw it to the middle of the field?
People saying that he don't.
Nah, you haven't heard an analyst say that. You've heard people with opinions say that.
Yeah, I'm not an analyst.
Everybody has their own opinion. Everybody can have their own opinions.
I take it back.
Here's my thing. Saquon catches that ball. The Eagles are 2-0.
In it, but and guess
all
what?
All right,
he got the
right.
ball. No, he got right. the ball. And he got the ball and only had to move like 16 yards, and he couldn't.
I agree.
This guy is 87 gas, man. He's a regular quarterback, and y'all keep piping him up to be premium, but he's not.
So what choice? But here's the thing, though. What's the alternative? So you want to listen? You sound like you're upset. You're upset because everybody else doesn't feel about Jalen the way you do. You're upset because Eagles fans don't. They have faith in the guy prior to the season, and they have hope that the team can actually go and do great things this year. You're upset that we aren't all miserable and upset at the guy like you are right now with two games into the season, and we haven't just thrown the rest of the season away. So you want to throw up in our face, us being Eagles fans and supporting the quarterback. Like this is something you're proud of him not being a quarterback, or you're proud that you're not a fan of his. You're proud that you're not a fan of Jalen Hurts. You're rooting for his demise. You're rooting for his demise, and it's the worst type of fan. I don't normally do this. I really don't, because I really give everybody the respect of being a fan, and you don't have to wear green-colored goggles and all of that and support everything the team does. But I'm telling you what you sound like right now is that you would be happy if the guy doesn't succeed so that you can feel good about being right. You've said multiple times, y'all are going to see this dude ain't this, he ain't that, this and that and the other. We're two games into the season. They're 1-1. You've already determined what you think about him and this team as long as he's the quarterback. Quit trying to penalize everybody else or want to criticize everybody else because they don't necessarily feel the same way you feel right now. It's two games into the season. Two games.
I understand it. But you don't think he should be playing better than what he's playing?
Of course we all do. We all do.
I want him to be better.
We all think he shouldn't be turning the ball over.
I don't wish on his demise. I argue with – I only do this with Eagles fans. Anybody else – they get I would
You're
never talk
them.
Like this about
Got
them.
You. Okay.
I defend them. That's how I only do this with Eagles fan. Anybody would tell you. I would never reveal this to any Cowboys fans or anybody. Only I talk to y'all like this because we're Eagles fans. Y'all,
sure.
y'all understand my pain. I've been going through this for years with this team.
Sure.
I'm a passionate fan. I love this team to death. I want us to succeed. I don't want this dude to not succeed. I just don't really think he's good enough. I just don't. And I hope that I'm wrong. And I like you say, you think I want him to be wrong? No, I don't. I want to be wrong. But at the same time, like, come on, man. Enough's enough. Lead the horses. Let's gallop through the trenches. Fine. He did this last year. The same thing is happening. I got PTSD from Wentz, man. So when it comes to quarterbacks, I get a little bit antsy and crazy when it comes to because I want to win. I want to win. All right. I'm tired of people. Y'all just did a poll saying y'all just did a poll asking us we close to 18-6. That's a disgrace.
Yeah.
We're not close to no darn 18. Man, that's no way. Why are we close to 18? Why? Why would somebody even think that? That makes no sense to me.
Well, hold up. Kev. Because I said they're closer to 18-6. So let me ask you this. And again, this is Eagle on Eagle fan conversation.
Yeah, in-house family discussion.
Yeah, this is in-house family discussion.
Yes.
So you just said the quarterback is average. He's not good enough. The defense hasn't been able to stop the run. The defense got sliced and diced by Kirk Cousins, who can't move, last week. And they're 1-1, which is .500. So you tell me why they're not a mid-pack team.
All right, can I ask you a question, too?
Yeah, as long as you answer mine first. Yes.
All right, the reason why I say this, this is the reason why I don't think we're a mid-pack team. The reason why I say we're not a mid-pack team is because their defense held them to 15 points to 1 minute and something left in the game.
But
that right there, if any other team, we would have won that game. If he did just like he say, and he dropped the ball, we would have won it. So I'm not tarnishing them only for that. I'm tarnishing them just for the dumb decision that it even went to that point. I just think that our quarterback should play better, and I know he's capable of playing better, but I'm just tired of the excuses. Like, I'm tired of it. We're not as bad as you think. We're not no 18 team, man. No way in the world we 18,
well,
man.
So, Kev, I largely – thank you for the call. I largely agree with Kev's point about the Hurts, Chris. Like, I've lost my mind twice on the Hurts thing. I understand it is hard to the people who defend him very hard, and I think when he doesn't play well, they actually defend him harder because they want to protect. I get it. I understand that point. But his other point about, he said the quarterback's average, never going to be more than average, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And that so I don't understand his point that if he doesn't think the quarterback's any better than average and the defense has been bad against the pass and the run, how are they not a mid-pack team? Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, and I think it's less about what you think they are, and that's more what he hopes they are. I think he hopes that he is a top five, top six team.
Mm-hmm.
But if Jalen Hurts is what he said they are, and the defense is what they have purported to be so far,
mm-hmm.
then they might be a mid-pack team. Do you know what I mean? If
sure.
Jalen's only as good as he said they are,
right?
He is.
Yeah, no, so, I agree. At the end of the season, yeah, if that's what the results are, that's what they are. All I'm saying is that there's way too much football left to be played
sure.
for me to all of a sudden, after two games, be like, this is what it's going to be all year long.
Yes, I agree.
And this is all he is.
I agree with you on that.
How do I spend 6 months saying one thing, and then 2 weeks into the season, I've completely changed my mind on everything?
Absolutely.
It makes no sense.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's has designed the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design. Find out how to win at 94WIP.com/Mark's. Is Sunday versus the Saints a must-win? 63% say yes. Hey, Phils are playing a big series right now. Let's talk a little Phils.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
I thought
you were working today.
I thought Kevin was cooking there for a second.
He was cooking.
Yeah,
yeah. Imagine, when are you and him going to do a show?
Yeah, one day.
Yeah.
I've always said, make me work with Kevin. spread the truth. 44 strikeouts in the last three games is unacceptable. Like of all the things that are going on with the team, and you head into the stretch run here, Nola pitched well. That's one thing that I think we feel pretty good about. You know, him getting in a good rhythm here, heading into the stretch run is important. Bullpen has rounded into form. The lineup with the amount of talent they have cannot strike out 44 times in three games. It's excruciating.
I think the strikeouts that bother me the most are Trey Turner, because he looks like he's just closing his eyes and swinging with one hand. But I think that here's what I feel about with the strikeouts. If Schwarber doesn't hit a home run at the beginning of the game, if he strikes out, you're almost guaranteed to get the side struck out in the first inning. The amount of times that the other pitcher strikes out the side against the Phillies is stunning, almost.
Seems to happen a lot. I mean, I think they struck out the four out of the first five batters last night.
Yeah.
Like there was a time where eight straight strikeouts, like carrying over from last game. So it's something to monitor. Again, we don't need to hit the freak out button, but I do not need a lot of K's, because that's what kind of sunk them last year, game 6 and 7.
I know you hate when I say this. They got to win tonight.
Must win?
They got to win.
More of a must win. Saints on Sunday or tonight?
Oh, Eagles.
Well, you're always worried about them getting swept, which I don't agree with you on.
Because if they get swept, all of a sudden the lead in the division is down to three games.
I know.
It's not three, four, right?
What's that?
Didn't they come in at just eight?
No, it was seven.
It was seven when it came to the series.
Yeah, because they lost the last game in the Milwaukee.
I just don't want a historic collapse. I don't want to do those shows, to be quite honest with you.
They'll be fine. Okay. That'll be fine. Again, one win. One win clinches a playoff berth.
Okay.
And still four is the magic number. Last night, Taiwan on the mound. Only one more Taiwan start. I think we'll have to suffer through.
We're going to have another one?
Once
they clinch, he's getting, he might start every 2 days.
I was thinking, when they clinch, just pitch him every day.
Yeah. He might start him every 2 days once they clinch.
Dude, the Mets hit the ball so hard last night.
Yes.
Everyone. Nimmo hit it. Who's the OMG guy?
Jose Iglesias.
Iglesias.
Francisco Alvarez. Destroyed that
baseball. Oh, my God. It almost went through the wall.
Mark Bientos.
Yes. You guys stayed through that whole game?
I watched the whole thing.
I watched it this morning.
Because they started coming back, and I was like, dude, this would be such an unbelievable Mets collapse. Bryce had a big hit.
The Jets and Buffalo were more exciting.
That was not Buffalo. Patriots.
Patriots.
Yeah. Well, for half, it was exciting.
I'm a glutton for you know, people would say they listen to, my dad when he's on the radio, the people that hate him listen to him the most.
Hate listen, yeah.
Taiwan is my hate watch. I don't hate him personally, but I hate watching him. So I had a dinner last night, couldn't watch the game live. This morning, I watched the Taiwan game.
So you could experience
like a psycho
what everyone went through last night. Yep. So probably one more start against if they clinch, maybe two or three more. Make them earn that contract this year. save some bullpen arms by the end of the season.
I like Ike's idea of making them pitch every day.
Good idea, man. I'm telling you.
It's a good idea. Yeah. But Thompson, I thought it was an interesting exchange last night with the reporters because he was a little bit testy. The big decision last night was putting him back out there for the fourth inning. They got it to 4-3. Marsh made it 4-3. He put him back out there. Now, in his defense, that was the you can't run the bullpen into the ground. They don't have an off day until Thursday. You got to win the series, or you got to take at least two of four in the series. He tried to sneak him through the bottom of the lineup, and obviously it didn't work. I thought Rob Thompson explaining it got a little testy with some reporters.
Why does he go back out there for the fourth inning?
I'm not going to burn the bullpen. I think it's just case by case. And, two of our right-handers, if we use them tonight, they're down tomorrow.
Right.
And it was a down game the whole game.
Yeah.
Every time we scored, they answered. So we're constantly down.
In your mind, it just wasn't a spot in the fourth inning there?
To our leverage guys?
No, just to get someone else in there.
Who?
I don't know.
I mean, those guys that are low leverage guys, And I don't really want – and we've got a game tomorrow. We got a game for six days in a row. So you start using all those guys up, then what happens tomorrow if you get down?
Mm-hmm.
So it just didn't work out. My fault.
Topper just wanted to say, we were going to lose anyway.
Yeah, schedule loss, buddy.
Yeah, we knew this afternoon we were going to lose. What do you want out of it?
By the way, so did all of us.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. We were crossing our fingers, right. But we knew it wasn't going to happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this is going to piss off Ike.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Because this is a classic. Or actually, Spike might actually get more annoyed than Ike.
Oh, boy.
Curious to see
you're really serving it up.
How this one hits you. Thought it was important they got Diaz in the game last night.
What?
They got Edwin Diaz in the game, the closer for the Mets.
Oh, and that way
they might not be able to pitch one of the next three games.
Yeah. Use up their bullpen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got Diaz in the game. When you're down sometimes, that's all you can ask for.
Now, listen, I'm this is the whole baseball fatigue nonsense.
Yeah,
stuff.
I can't do this. Yes. Yeah, I can't.
Yeah.
I need the playoffs. Get me to October. Yeah. I'm in Jack and Ike mode.
Ike and I have been there since May.
That's why I said the sooner they clinch, the sooner these games don't mean anything.
Yes, I don't even have to worry about them anymore. Please, I'm begging you.
Yes, and tonight, Chris Sanchez on the mound, 5.13 ERA on the road, 5.13 ERA on the road.
Oh, great.
Listen, if he does not pitch well again on the road tonight, again, his ERA is 2.5 at home. It becomes a bigger conversation.
Say you're going to rip Topper if he doesn't start in game two.
I want Chris Sanchez starting game two.
And if they don't,
fire him.
Oh, okay. Fire him. See, he won't do it.
That's what you want.
He won't do it.
Won't do what?
say? Will you rip him? Will you be critical of Topper?
If it was Nick Sirianni, you would.
Yeah.
Well, that's Nick Sirianni.
Nick Sirianni wouldn't get to make that decision, if we're being honest.
And he was
Howie would make that decision.
It.
Yes. No, yes.
Still get ripped for it.
That's a good point.
I still think Nola's starting game two, but I hope Chris Sanchez starts game two.
We just had to press you a little bit. Yes.
Coming up on the show, we are lucky every week on the WIP Afternoon Show to have two of the best quarterbacks in Eagles history. We have Donovan McNabb and we have Ron Jaworski. We will have Jaws next. We will get his feeling on where the offense is and if they have any chance at all of going into New Orleans and maybe slowing that offense down a little bit. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.